Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Moose is loose. Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints here on Sports Talk, joining us. Mike, how are you, man?
I am fine. How are you guys?
We're good. Look, Mike and I were just talking about how, you know, all these signs of, you know, OTAs next week, mini camps right around the corner, training camp will be here before we know it, and then football will be here before we know it. It really does go fast.
It is. Well, the NFL, you know, purposely has made this exactly what they wanted, which is year-round.
11 months out the year, right, Hoss?
It's going to get more so. I mean, it's just going to get more so. I mean, June is going to be a little bit more. They're going to figure out July in there somehow. I'm not sure. But they'll work it to where it's year-round, because that's what people want.
Mike, I was told by somebody who's involved with the league office that there's serious consideration to moving the NFL draft until May, having an extra week before the Super Bowl, sort of pushing all this back. And listen, I think in our lifetime, I think we're going to see an 18-game season in the NFL.
I do too.
I think that's right around the corner that's going to happen. And this is going to push the NFL calendar further and further back, and then you'll have OTAs in June, and then next thing you know, they'll have a couple weeks off, and then in July it'll be training camp, and so they're going to catch it every month out the year. It's amazing how they have soaked up every bit of kind of interest in the NFL that they can. And this dribble of the schedule where, you know, normally you just open up the faucet and you get the whole schedule. Now they sort of dribble it out. It's drip by drip by drip into the deal. Now they're leaking out stuff that'll happen for 2023 and 2024. So you can see exactly kind of the game plan here to pushing this NFL season farther and farther and having the interest there, because – man, you know, they got some people who are miserable. You know, USFL, man, yeah, it's okay, but I don't want to watch that. That's not the real NFL. But, you know, it kind of gets you through a little bit. It's the little fix until you can get into the regular season. One of the things Christian and I were talking about, Mike, was that these subtle changes, because now today this game is so technical, they can break down every little piece of film and what you do on 3rd and 8, then 3rd and 6, and 2nd and 10. And now, as a team, you got to make subtle changes. No matter how successful you are, you have to make some changes in what you do if it's formation, because the plays are all the same. It's all about formations and how you line up. And that's the thing with OTAs that I think is important to try to get them to understand that before training camp hits and it becomes second nature to the player.
No, I agree, especially with all the changes. I mean, I think if you tried to look at tape of the Saints in 2021 and go, okay, we're going to gauge anything from this to use in 2022, it's almost ridiculous. With four quarterbacks and the injuries and the chaos, you know, a lot of teams went through some of that, but not nearly to the extent of the Saints. So it's almost like, you know, and then with Jameis coming back, it's so new beyond Dennis Allen. But I think you're right. I think it's the formations. It's to me, it's time. You've got Jameis and these new wide receivers, Jameis and these tight ends. You've got all this, you know, they're not going to be hitting. It's all voluntary, but it is the little things. And right now, and they didn't do it last year, right? So you've got this time to really kind of get to know each other, get to work on your timing, on some of the sync of your patterns. And, you know, everybody kind of knows each other, but they really don't. They haven't been on the field together. They all know each other. But that's what I really think these, you know, the voluntary minicamp, the mandatory minicamp coming up in June, and these 10 days of OTAs, where if you really look at what they can and cannot do, it looks like it's like a first grader coming to the very first day of school. It's like, you can't do that for 2 hours. You can do this for an hour, and you can't do that for 30 minutes, and then you can do this. So it's become so detailed. But I agree. I think this is the little things. This is the attention to detail that's always been a key with Sean Payton. And it wasn't just Sean. It's this whole organization. And I think they'll make the most out of these OTAs.
Mike, entering year two now as the play-by-play man for the voice, as the voice of the Saints, what did you learn in year one, and what maybe did you feel like you want to implement this year?
Well, I think it's a lot of things, and first and foremost was just the ability to, as I'm sitting here at my desk looking at my different columns, which is Saints depth chart, Saints draft, NFC South draft order, first round picks, first round notes, you know, Saints offseason, like all of this stuff that I can now work on. I know the teams they're playing. I know the dates they're playing. And so I have a much better feel for kind of how to study, how to research. Last year at this time, I was hoping I'd get the job, but I didn't have the job. And so I was, you know, researching some, but I didn't have the job, and I didn't get the job until July 6th was my first day. And so I just think the front end of being able to be better prepared is going to be my biggest hopeful difference. I mean, that was a struggle. It was an uphill swim, you know, from the Baltimore game and 180 players. And so I'm just really excited about being able to just look at everything now in May and build templates and build everything. So where that kind of aspect is second nature. And last year it wasn't second nature. Every week I was, what if I did this? What if I changed this? And what if I did this? And you really can't do that. You got to settle on something and just work on it.
Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints here on Sports Talk. Mike, the Saints have had a really interesting offseason going back to the sudden retirement of Sean Payton, if you want to call it a retirement. Then obviously some personnel moves, the hiring of Dennis Allen, and then you start adding to your football team. You lose a couple players, Marcus Williams, Malcolm Jenkins, but you add Marcus May, a few others. Overall, this offseason was pretty interesting, but what do you think about the addition possibly of Odell Beckham Jr.? He said he'd be willing to play in New Orleans, or he's interested to play in New Orleans.
Well, we have got – this is the classic – outhouse to the penthouse when you talk about a wide receiver room. I mean, it is the definition of what we were talking about last year. And I know we've talked about this before, but I think it goes to the signing of Matthew, and it goes to the signing of Jarvis Landry, and it goes to a lot of these other guys who have been in not necessarily franchises with a culture that the Saints have. And it wasn't always like this in New Orleans. But now – this is a winning culture and a winning organization that guys who've been around the league, and it's not their first rodeo, see this, and they talk to other guys, just like Jameis talked to Jarvis Landry, and they go, you know, that's what I want. I want a winning organization. I want a winning culture. And that's what's happened here since 2006 and even before when Mickey Loomis came aboard. So, I mean, the more the merrier. I mean, may the best man rise up and be the top five or six wide receivers. But I just think we wouldn't have been having this conversation a few years back when you just have guys that already know there's quality players at positions, but they still want to come to this team. Now there's a New Orleans aspect of this as well, but even without it, they could play anywhere, but they want to be here. And that's pretty impressive.
Mike, I hear and I see a lot of this stuff about philosophical changes with the Saints. I don't buy any of that. That's always changes in an organization when the head coach leaves, and you have a little movement there. But one of the things I think is distinctive this offseason, the Saints' emphasis at the wide receiver position. Because if you go back 2019, 2020, 2021, this football team did not have that emphasis, especially draft time, when the football tsunami looked like everybody, you know, the other 31 teams, man, they were drafted all these receivers, and the Saints got one in round seven, you know, in 2021. That little difference, I think, is the difference that I see today this offseason, the emphasis at the wide receiver position and selecting Chris Olave, coming up with Jarvis Landry, potentially maybe someone else. And secondly, from the young guys they've brought in, and I'm talking about draft choices or free agents, you and I spoke about this on the Saturday of the draft. How many of those guys were team captains? Listen, yeah. You can't make somebody a leader if they don't want to be. These guys were a leader because there's a reason there. One, their production out on the field and how they handled things business-wise, so to speak, in the locker room, out of the locker room. So your thoughts on that, that if there's any sort of heavy change, it's not philosophical, but it's more of an outlook on what you're looking at wide receiver may have changed with Dennis Allen. And secondly, when you're bringing in young guys, all those team captains, because I think every one but one of the draft choices was a team captain.
Yeah, everybody but Trevor Penning, who was a team captain in high school, just not in college.
Yeah.
All of them, and, you know, impressive groups, certainly. So, yeah, I think, you know, I thought that was, you know, something I talked about a lot during the draft, just the – you could put these five guys, if you didn't know the positions, you just talked about kind of their bios in some aspects, you wouldn't know who you were talking about. But they all played a lot. They all played some special teams. They all were impactful. They all played early for the most part in their careers. All of them played late. All of them are older for rookies, 23, and I think three of the guys will be 24 during this season. So I think that was – and whether that was happenstance or by choice, the kind of player was not happenstance that they were after.
No, that was by choice.
You know, maybe, you know, Dennis Allen, as he looked at this wide receiver group, as he looked at him as a defensive coordinator, and he went, all right, this is an area that me as a defensive coordinator go, we're not good enough. I can defend that wide receiver room pretty easily the last few years, even with a Mike Thomas, you know, not so much in 2019, we dominated the NFL, but beyond that, I think that maybe that's an interesting twist of a touch that we see, that as a defensive coordinator, he goes, that's an area we've got to get better in offensively. And wow, and you can't get much better. And I think certainly last year, you know, with Mike Thomas not coming back, and then all of a sudden, you know, the kind of bottom fell out of I think they were expecting more from Traquan Smith, but I feel like we've been saying that every year. And I also feel like, as we talk about all these wide receivers, well, that's only good, quite frankly, because you didn't get into the quarterback derby. You better keep Jameis Winston healthy, one.
Yep.
And two, it's all these – it's the Trevor Penning. It's work on the offensive line. You know, you got first-rounders, except for McCoy, on that offensive line. That's pretty impressive. And so I think it's about protecting Jameis and finding him weapons, because that was an area that Dennis Allen saw was just not good enough.
And his tough choice to say, Taysom Hill, he's going to play flex tight end for us.
Yep. I'm interested. I'm not sure how he gets less concussions in this role. But I hope so. I like him personally, and I think his safety is always paramount. But I'm like, I mean, that was the thing when you're looking at the tight end, you know, until they made a couple of cuts, it was just like, wow. I mean, that's exactly what you want. And, man, you've got guys who've been out there who we've seen flashes. Like, I think Juwan Johnson has the ability to be unbelievable, but we just haven't seen it enough. Troutman injured, Vinette injured. I don't know much about J.P. Holtz. And so I'm interested to see how he is used as a flex tight end. There's so many possibilities.
Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Mike.
Gentlemen, I will talk to you soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.